Howdy, y'all. Caleb Helscher here, host of Storytelling Tuesdays at Pacific Yard House. Every Tuesday, I bring an artist in to come and share original music and the stories behind them. From up-and-coming players to road dogs with a million notches on their belt, come on out. We have great food, fantastic drinks, cold beer, and hot tunes. Y'all show up, we'll see you there.
Texas Radio 1.
Talking about procrastination, and I'm a professional procrastinator.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Susan Hickman. I'm very happy to be here.
Man, you're the ugliest representation of Susan Hickman I've ever seen. If I look up here real quick first. Hey, just, not, there's not first, we're already recording, bug.
You only need half my face anyway, dude, you're good.
Make sure you get his good side.
He only gets half his face, too. Oh. You have to put
it's Tuesday. I never play on Tuesdays. I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, what's happening? Okay.
All right.
All right. So.
That's the front of the microphone.
Oh, hey.
You adjust it however you feel comfortable. Just to let you know, we are recording now.
Oh.
Yes.
Already.
Caw-caw.
Caw-caw. She's like, what?
Kleeb.
Howdy, howdy. You mean
Susan? Hey, I'm here. Possible. I'm here.
All right.
My name's. I'm not Johnny Cash. How y'all doing?
I'm not June Carter.
No, you're not.
I'm Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. We are here, of course, as always on Tuesday, Storytelling Tuesday with Caleb Helscher, and this guy right here is Caleb Helscher.
Hello.
Hi, Caleb.
Hey, we can't hear you, Caleb.
Oh,
okay,
really?
I can't hear you.
There. Oh, goodness.
Here, let me turn me up.
It's a first for everything. You can't hear me? Usually hear
well, normally
me too
you're
much.
Really, really loud. Normally.
Yeah, I've been drinking water because of Susan. Drinking water, so I was like, I'll drink water too.
I have a really far drive.
So you're going to blame it on Susan that you're not drinking?
I'll say this. So it's, when the regulars here saw me drinking water on stage, he goes, did you get in trouble?
Do you have a fever?
Yeah. Are you sick?
Yeah. Caleb got grounded.
Maybe Chelsea got on to him.
Yeah. But we are here with Susan Hickman.
Yes, absolutely.
And she tore this place up.
You sounded great tonight. Yeah. My goodness.
She's amazing. And we're just really glad that you're here.
Yeah. I'm really glad to be here, too. This was super fun. It was very laid back. After the whole last week that I've had, all good things, but it's just been like one thing after another. And it was nice to just kind of sit and chill and meet new people and see some old friends. And
play a little guitar and sing some songs, huh?
Yeah.
And you dug way back. I heard you dug way back. You're
that was really cool.
I wrote this song back in 15 years ago. I heard you say that. You said And
when she was 7 years old.
When she was seven. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah. And but great stuff.
Great stuff.
And we're glad that we get to play Susan Hickman on Texas Radio 1.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Make sure we get some of the new album.
Oh, you will.
But before we get too far, let's make sure that we know. Or that we know. Make sure the audience knows how to listen to Susan Hickman other than Texas Radio 1.
Anywhere they get their music. I mean, it's on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Pandora, all the things. And then if you want physical copies of the CD, you can order that anywhere you get physical copies too.
Do you have your own personal website?
I do, SusanHickman.com.
Oh, that's super easy.
You got the name in
the
.com.
See how awesome she is, Caleb?
I built my first website. Okay, get this. So when I started wanting to do this for a living, my parents, I mean, I was very young, and I was like, hey, mom and dad, I need a website. And my mom was like, well, I'll get us the internet, and you can go make yourself one. Like, literally, I was like, really?
You could go make it yourself.
Yeah. And it took me 6 months on freaking AOL dial-up with one phone number. And so every time anyone would call, it's like 3 weeks of work would go down the drain. I'm like, oh, no.
You got to push save a lot.
Oh, yeah. So now I'm like perpetual saver. Thank goodness, Google Sheets and all that. It's just like automatic. Oh, my gosh. I cannot tell you.
Yeah, Google Sheets has saved so much time in the world. It reminds me of something I was mentioning to you earlier. Caleb had mentioned about the church retreat and him losing cell phone service.
Yeah.
the last time I was on a church retreat, there was no cell phones. I am a couple years older than Caleb.
Just a couple.
I think Caleb's still 12.
And you got tattoos older than me, buddy.
I honestly, I would guarantee that I have tattoos older than you.
That's a good one.
I would guarantee you I have tattoos older than you. I probably got jeans older than you. but it was really a lot of fun. We haven't, honestly, for Storytelling Tuesday, we haven't had a whole lot of female artists here. So you're female artist number three.
Oh, yeah. I mean, wow. Okay.
On this cool. I mean, it's not like a chart or nothing.
Yeah,
right?
my
come on, Jimmy, help me out over here. You're not talking at all.
You're doing fine.
No. Hey, I'm good. I was going to leave my shovel at home, but you know.
You're digging yourself just fine.
Okay, thank you.
The wife mentioned to me while I don't have more women on the shows. It's kind of feeling comfortable messaging women sometimes. Like, hey, I have this show. We do this podcast after. Would you like to
come hang out with me and play some music?
I've gotten no a lot. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'd rather a no than no response, to be honest with you.
Right.
That's not weird, though. Like, it's not weird because, like, we're all in the same industry. It'd be like the same thing, like, if I was a printer salesman and I'm calling other people to see if they want printers. You know? It's like the same thing-ish. I don't know why I went there. Why did I go there?
We love ish.
Would you like to buy a printer?
I just thought we were going.
Until you see pictures of Caleb and then you go, okay.
Yeah. Maybe it's my looks. I would say I don't rock the straight stash anymore. Yeah. I got a beard. So
No, but when you reached out, I was like, okay, cool. Tuesday? Sure, let's do it.
Yeah. And thank you for making the drive. You got like a 2-hour drive or something like that?
Something like that.
And that you're up. You're up with the longest drive competition. We had a guest here.
Mason Merrick was from.
Oh, I love him. He's so
wherever
good.
Wherever the hell he's from. Way some little town.
He gave me edible, though, before the podcast. I regret that entire podcast.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
You don't remember it.
I'm sure they have a playback.
No, I don't want to. I listened to it once.
He listens to him.
That's a rough one for me to listen to.
Note to self.
Note to self. Don't take. Love you, Mason, but I'm not taking your drugs anymore. Oh,
Mason's great stuff, though.
Yeah, he can handle it. I couldn't. Yeah, you know? Yeah. No, I think you beat him, though, because he was like an hour 30, hour 40.
I'm probably, like at night, I'll probably be closer to that.
Okay. We'll say you're tied for number one, then.
Cool. There you go.
Tied for number one.
But yeah,
we will keep track of.
You, so we do have a chart. All right, Susan, I'm going to ask you a question that we haven't got to ask a whole lot of artists, although every once in a while we do.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared, Jimmy?
Go ahead.
A healthy amount of scared is probably good.
Yeah, right.
But you're a professional musician. You travel. This is what you do for a living.
Yes.
You are a musician.
Yes.
Singer, songwriter.
Magician.
Musician. Yeah.
I thought I was.
Did you see
magician.
That interview with that? With
I
that
thought I was the magician. I'm the one that makes everybody disappear.
Oh God! Wait, what were you saying?
I forget. I don't know. The wife showed me. This girl's like, yeah, you're a musician. The other girl's like, I ain't no magician.
Oh no! I did see that. Okay, and I
was like, I don't know the people, so I was like, oh wow, okay.
But we have actually asked this question to a couple of the other artists. I would love to know the most embarrassing story you have.
Ooh.
On stage. Yep.
Aw, man.
And I prefer it to be about yourself.
Okay.
I shit myself on stage, so you won't be. So
you can't
be. It's all open.
You can't be Caleb.
Okay, so this has got to be at least like 13, 14 years ago.
Okay.
We had just finished a full band show, and I had food poisoning.
Oh, that's not good.
Bad. And we had taken a break, and like as soon as we went on a break, I had, you know, ran to the restroom because, I mean, it was real bad.
Mm.
But we ended the show, and I could not make it across the dance floor to the restroom, and I went behind my drum, my drummer's drum kit, and I grabbed like a bucket of water that we had, and I just puked in the bucket of water.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
So I mean, you were like super embarrassed.
I mean,
that's rock star shit. You talk to me.
I mean, that's something that
I didn't like that it happened
done in front of everybody. You know, I'm just picking, but no, I could see how that'd be.
I mean, I was like, not a lot of people saw it, so it was. That's probably a good thing. But I mean, I was like, I mean, I don't want to throw up in front of people, especially when I'm stone cold sober.
Right, exactly.
Especially when you're sober.
I know. Yeah. It's like I have no excuse. I ate bad chicken. I mean, yeah. They're like, really, really.
So I don't even want to throw up in front of
General
me,
Sal DiGiron.
I don't even want to throw up in front of me. I'm good. I don't.
That's the worst feeling ever.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it.
I threw up in a Lone Star bottle.
Ew.
How can you throw up in a Lone Star bottle? It's that big around.
I feel like it could go up my nose if I try to get into
it. I'm a clinical chunderer. I'm trying to think.
You're crazy.
No, but what's bad is it was my guitar player's Lone Star. And then he forgot about it. And about 30 minutes later, he went for his beer. It was bad.
Oh,
that's
my
gross.
I don't want to hear
then
that.
Then he threw up on his amp. I'm like, dude, don't blame me. I didn't throw up on your amp. I threw up in your beer, bud. Come on.
That's like a spit bottle or something.
That's nasty.
Sorry, guys.
That's a terrible story. It's not even an embarrassing story. It's just terrible. A terrible story.
So you said you started doing music at a young age then.
Yes.
So younger than you are now, but I mean, you're only 10 years. That's about 10 years. 10, 10
yeah. years. Yeah.
She was like 8 when she started touring.
Nice.
I was like 11 or 12 when I finally sat my parents down, because I was singing and, you know, trying to put on little concerts for anyone and everyone that would listen to me. I actually, do y'all remember what phone books are? I'd go get the phone books out of the cupboard, and I'd make myself a little stage. And I'd get like hymnals.
You have like 12 of them, yeah.
Yeah, hymnals or books or whatever, whatever, and everyone had to follow along. It was nothing that I was singing. It's just like, it was my, I don't know, in my
your
head.
Your perception of it.
Yes.
Awesome. That's awesome.
But I would tell my parents, I'm like, I want to sing. I want to, like, we'd watch the award shows. We'd go to, you know, the rodeo and, like, see concerts and stuff. And, like, I'm like, I want to do that. And, like, they had no idea. I'm a freaking kid, you know. They're not going to. And finally, I told my parents, I'm like, this is what I want to do. And my mom finally said, okay, if you want to do that, you're just going to have to show me. And I'm like, how? So I took that, and I went, and I got in said phone book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I started making appointments to every person that would give me an appointment. Like talent agencies, like casting, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mom's like, you have another phone call from.
I didn't
like,
even
why
have
why are these
phone
people still calling you?
Wow. Yeah. So the next day, like I made appointments, and then I took that to my mom, and I was like, okay, this is what we're doing on Tuesday.
Nice. Wow.
And she was
driven.
Like, okay.
That's driven. Yeah. What is your proudest moment so far?
Oh, man. My proudest moment.
Wow.
I don't know if anyone has ever asked me that.
That's probably definitely a harder question than the most embarrassing moment, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
I swore the most embarrassing moment was going
to
be tonight.
If I had to guess, her proudest moment is probably sharing the stage with Caleb Pelscher this evening.
Oh, did you know?
You know, and
that would probably
I'm
be
I'm so happy
second.
I could do that for you, Susan.
Close second.
I'm just so happy I could do that for you, Susan.
I went totally the opposite way with that. Oh, yeah. I was totally expecting that to be her most embarrassing moment.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was like, you know, tonight was pretty bad.
I don't know. I feel like any time that I am able to step on the stage and do what I can do, and it's very cool if some of those moments are with my band or, you know, people that have come up with me, you know, over the years. And if we just have a really great show. I mean, I've done a lot of really cool shows. So like,
definitely.
I don't know if it's necessarily a show.
I've seen you open up for big names too. Like, you know, or just.
Oh, is it name drop time?
No, no, it's not. It's
Give us some name drop time.
Come on, it's watching her.
I like to hear it sometimes.
It's watching her on a big stage kicking ass.
I agree. Mean, Does that make sense? That's
like,
awesome.
It's not even like the. Of course, the names, the big names are cool, but it's like, no, you were shining. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
well, thank you. Well, I think actually, last year I got to play the Hideout at Rodeo for the first time ever.
Oh, nice, awesome.
That's been a stage that I've wanted to play. Obviously, the star stage. That's where I want to be.
Right. But the Hideout, that's the second best, second tier.
Yeah.
That is second runner up, and I'll be Miss Congeniality all day long.
Yes, ma'am.
But I got to play that last year, and then Mike Williams, actually the entertainment coordinator for Rodeo Houston.
Yes.
He came to the show, and he's like, your family here, we are having you next year.
Fantastic.
We're going to put you on the main stage at Cook-Off. And I think that night, it's like all the feels. It's like, okay, things are always happening. Things are always like a steady incline. I never completely like feel stagnant or like just... Yeah.
Always moving forward.
But it's like, when, like those kind of things, you know, those kind of people, you know, for whatever divine intervention come, you know, thank you, God.
Yeah,
amen. But like... that happened, and I was like, okay, cool, we're on the road. And this year's, I mean, we played for Lainey Wilson, the Lainey Wilson night.
Yeah.
And I got to meet her and like all those things, and then we had full capacity at like an hour and a half before we started.
That's awesome.
It was like
Yeah, okay.
I'm glad you said that because it jogged my memory. I was like, okay, I know like maybe shows or maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
But
no,
yeah.
That's very awesome.
That's really cool.
At Hideout, right?
Hideout's
a big deal.
That would be a highlight for
it's
you, for
incredible.
Sure.
Yeah.
They won't even let me in. I paid.
He had a ticket, and they denied
him.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, you know, I used to work with the rodeo. I worked with the rodeo for about 10 years, and it was great. Being able to have the chance to go to the Hideout was good for me. But that's an amazing place. And you get to see a lot of craziness.
Yeah.
And a lot of great artists in there. Mm-hmm. Not just with the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, the main stage, I should say. Inside the big circle.
Yeah.
But the Hideout and all the other places that are down there is just phenomenal.
I think better shows going on the Hideout, too, a lot of the time.
I feel that way all the time.
I've watched probably 100 shows at the rodeo.
Yeah.
And I watched people that I love, and I won't even drop names, but like some of those shows, they sucked. You know what I mean? They don't know what they're doing. But you go to the Hideout, it's like they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're trying, you know what I mean? That's the best of the best in Texas at the moment, you know. Yeah.
And I'm so proud of our music community right now. Like, I mean, it's like there were so many people that I knew that were on that lineup. It's like my best friend was on there, Heather Raylene, Trent Cowie was on there, Chad Cook Band,
Bubba Wesley.
Yeah, he's been there for a couple years.
Great people.
And it's like it's great to
Who've
see
all played right here.
Yeah.
On this stage of
not Heather Raylene. Get your ass over here.
Oh, Heather. Heather Raylene. Yeah,
no, we're gonna get her. That's
I'll call her on the way home. But like, hey, you gotta do this.
You gotta call Caleb.
Yeah.
Don't make it creepy.
Don't make it weird.
Right.
Oh, no. She, I have nothing against Heather.
Yeah.
But no,
I ask her every 7 months, though.
Don't call her. Go, yeah, this is this Heather?
Yeah.
Hi, Heather.
Yeah.
Come on.
That
come
would not
on,
be
come
a good
on,
way to
do
it, Caleb.
Don't do it like
I
that.
Think, Lord. I think if she, I know that she, we're a lot alike in the respect that, like, we get so many, like, texts and messages and I'm not saying like ignore people, but like sometimes I just straight up forget. I forgot my own mother's birthday this year, and I like I'm telling on myself because I felt like absolute like dog poop.
If it makes you feel better, I forgot your mother's birthday too.
And technically, I didn't like
tell her I'm sorry.
Let the whole thing. I love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom. Happy birthday.
So you have new music coming out soon?
yes, we're going to start releasing music in the next like couple of weeks. So be on the lookout, SusanHickman.com.
Nice.
We've got some music that we've had recorded for a little while, and so we're going to start releasing that. Album should be out by the end of hopefully soon. I'm not gonna put a timeline on it.
Well,
and then we're recording the next one. We're getting in the studio with Edgewater.
Hey, let me know. I like the guys at Edgewater.
They're cool.
Yeah. And Derek's a nice guy over there.
Yeah, he's super nice.
Make sure Texas Radio 1 gets
the things.
The song.
The songs.
You know,
yes.
So that we can put it on the radio station. So
the MP3s. Just kidding.
It makes it very difficult for us to play it if we don't have it.
Yes. Yeah. I got you.
I mean, that's just a point I'd like
to
make.
Is that how it works?
There you go.
That's a point I'd like to make to all those artists out there. If we don't have it, we can't play it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't expect us to buy all of it either.
You're playing our music. You don't have to buy it.
There's a lot of damn music out there.
Yeah.
And Susan did.
Not that
tonight,
I wouldn't buy it. I'm just saying.
What we talked about on our other podcast.
Oh, yes. We had this conversation.
Yeah, we had this conversation about artists showing up for these acoustic gigs like this. And then, you know.
With no merchandise.
Nothing. No merch.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
kind of like Caleb Helscher.
Caleb.
Yeah. Caleb. He shows up every Tuesday.
I'm having to wear the same hat. Every week, Caleb.
You're leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said in a podcast.
Every week,
leaving money
Caleb
on the
shows
table.
Up with no merchandise.
It's funny, though. It's funny.
None.
It's funny. Like, a lot of people have this.
He already sold the song.
I mean, but, like, if you have a good song, you have a good presence, and people keep coming back week after week.
Yeah.
Just get a box.
A cardboard box.
Put a couple things in there.
Yeah.
Over the years, I realized, like, I have kind of a ridiculous setup when it comes to merch. Like, I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And when I put the whole thing up, sometimes I put the whole thing up at acoustic gigs even, and I make a lot.
I was pretty amazed
on acoustic
when
gigs.
You started unloading all this stuff. I was like, I'm going to buy a hat. And then you started unloading it. This is like
one little container.
Yeah,
this
I'm like, I'm like okay, my old lady wants one of those. I'm like, okay, hang on.
I have four industrial,
like, okay,
like
let me pick
half
one.
The size of this table that I have.
Yeah, I'm like,
oh,
I'm
do
like,
you
okay.
really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
I was like, yep, we click.
Caleb's going, keep it up. I'm going to be living in a cardboard
box.
I agree. It was like put everything to merch or put everything to a video of you in the bathtub. And I went the wrong way, you know?
Yeah.
But now.
Do you know what that video in the bathtub cost you?
Almost my marriage, actually, a couple times. You know?
Yeah, she's probably fixing to kill you. Yeah.
She's put the damn guitar in the water. Right now, Jay.
Yeah, so I was saying that to Tracy, my wife. I go, his insurance premium must be paid. Chelsea's trying to off him already.
That's why she wanted me to get a day job. life insurance.
I'm going to be honest with you. When Jimmy E. told me that you used an electric guitar for it, that's the first thing I thought was Chelsea's trying to kill him.
What did Caleb do this time?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, he's got to go.
She's like, oh, I got the baby now.
We're good.
All we need is the money from that life insurance policy. Here, babe, get in the bathtub. Take this guitar.
You know what looked great was a toaster. A toaster. Yeah.
Then I would be like, no.
Make me breakfast.
Yeah.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much for making the drive and doing this with us.
Of course.
It means
this
a whole
so
lot.
So good.
And we're I'm super thankful that, you know, you came out to share the stage. Like, I've been a fan of yours for years. And like I said, we shared the bill several times over the past decade.
For sure.
But this was the first time we actually got to, you know, swap songs. And I think your voice is incredible.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Songwriting, too. But, you know, the way your voice can either sound... I'm bad at this here. But, like, you can sound angelic and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can sound like... angry and not rusty. Rusty's a bad word here, but
raspy,
you can raspy maybe.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that takes a lot of people. It's either one or the other, or bare. Like you can do both things, the same song, you know,
yeah.
which I find just fantastic.
Well, thank you.
And then
I
there's a song,
that.
And then the song. I'm a big lyricist.
Me too.
You know,
I love lyrics.
And I fantastic. So thank you so much. I'm sure these guys appreciate it too.
Absolutely.
You know,
I remember the first time I heard you a few years back when, dang, man.
Yeah.
That girl can sing, man.
Thank you.
So good. I enjoyed it.
Mudbug didn't believe it when I told him that I had booked Susan Hickman. He's like, no.
When I got the text message, I had a hard time believing it too. I was like, there's no way. No way.
Yeah.
I was going to bring some hairy old dude from Cut and Shoot named Susan Hickman.
Be like, chokes on you. Yeah.
I was expecting Hick Susman.
Oh, no.
Just kidding, man.
That's great.
That was great.
I super enjoyed it. It was great. Like, your stories and all of your, like, your lyrics and, like,
well, that's why he calls it Storytelling Tuesday.
I love it.
And we always tell him that he's funny-ish.
Funny-ish.
Yeah, funny-ish. That's when you said ish earlier, we both busted out laughing. You said ish. Because we said, yeah, that's funny. He says, oh, that's funny.
It's funny-ish. Funny-ish. Yeah. It's almost laughable. It's like you get a smirk. You know?
Yeah. It's like a little chuckle.
Yeah. It was cute.
you like this with this.
Golf clapping up here.
But we do thank you for coming out and hanging out with us for Storytelling Tuesday podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you sounded great. And everybody that did not show up tonight to hear y'all.
Missed it.
I'm going to say y'all. Because y'all sounded great tonight.
Yeah.
We'll get a few months. We'll get you back up here.
Yeah. And, let's do it.
Promote the hell out of it.
Yeah.
So SusanHickman.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, of course, everywhere else to find your music and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So. And then Caleb Helscher.
It's notinjail.gov.
Facebook.
Notinjail.gov.
All right.
Those are not bad ones, actually.
That's your first sticker and t-shirt idea.
Can you buy .gov? I'm not even sure that's available.
I'm sure you can buy the government. Look at everyone up there now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Moving on. Sorry. Real quick. Sorry. Not to get political. Here we go.
Be right up there with Harley Ray. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thanks a lot, Susan. Safe travels.
Thank you.
Be good.
Be careful
love
getting
guys.
Home. Thank you for
Toodaloo.
Thank you for hanging out with us crazy people here at Texas Radio 1.
Thanks for hanging out with me.
This is a Texas Radio 1 podcast. A special thanks to Pacific Yard House in Conroe for hosting Storytelling Tuesdays every week. Be sure to visit PacificYardHouse.com for more information about everything they have to offer. Also, special thanks to Caleb Helscher for letting us be a part of Storytelling Tuesdays and for generally being an awesome individual. If you would like more information about Texas Radio 1, visit TexasRadio1.com, where we play the very best country in Texas. Daggum right.